condemns Russian attack. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken denouncing Russia's missile attack on an airbase in Yavoriv, which is close to Ukraine's border with Poland. The attack killing 35 people and wounding 134. Ukrainian military reportedly shooting down 7 Russian aircraft and an unmanned aerial vehicle Sunday, according to the Air Force Command of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. A U.S. official saying Russia has asked China for military and economic assistance for its war with Ukraine. Refugees fleeing Ukraine are arriving in several countries, including Hungary and Moldova. The majority of refugees heading to Poland.
We're seeing more and more families gathering at train stations across the country, and 1.6 million Ukrainians have now entered Poland alone. But the mayors of some of Poland's largest cities say that this simply is not sustainable. The old train station in Krakow is now a converted refugee center. There are cots and air mattresses and sleeping bags on the ground.
Fox's Alex Hogan in the southern part of Poland. Men between the ages of 18 and 60 are required to remain in Ukraine to fight Russian forces. Iran launching 12 ballistic missiles into northern Iraq near a U.S. consulate.
U.S. officials do confirm that the ballistic missiles that were fired at Erbil in the Kurdish section of Iraq came from inside Iran. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps said they fired up to 12 ballistic missiles. U.S. State Department officials, however, say the missiles were not targeting the U.S. consulate there. But the Iranian ballistic missiles did land right next to the U.S. consulate in Erbil.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. There were no U.S. casualties or injuries. Tom Brady is returning to the NFL. The 7-time Super Bowl winning quarterback will once again play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady originally retiring less than 2 months ago. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Gas prices in the U.S. continue to soar with no end in sight.
Gas prices now stand at a record average of $4.43 a gallon, up 79 cents in just the last 2 weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says this is unprecedented.
This was a record not only for the amount of the hike and the price, but for speed, because that amounts to nearly 6 cents per day for the past 14 days.
Russia is the second largest exporter of oil in the world, and Lumberg says the invasion of Ukraine upset an already tight crude oil market. She adds that, unfortunately, Americans will have to get used to the current pricing level. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Woman in Nevada stabs date she met online.
In Nevada, 21-year-old Nika Nicobine met a guy on the dating website Plenty of Fish. Henderson police say the two agreed to hook up at the Sunset Station Hotel and Casino on March 5th. They rented a room where things warmed up in a hurry. Nicobine blindfolded the man, then shut off the lights. Moments later, the man said he felt a pain on the side of his neck. He'd been stabbed. The as-yet unidentified victim pushed the young woman off him, then ran out into the hallway to call 911. The woman ran out too, telling a hotel worker that she'd just stabbed someone. Her motive? Revenge, she told cops, for the U.S. drone killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani back in 2020. Nicobine's been charged with attempted murder. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
TSA giving guidelines to spring break travelers. Fox's Jill Nato has that story.
You've heard the horror stories about unruly passengers that have forced flights to turn around. Now that more people are flying out for spring break trips, the Transportation Security Agency is asking you to be respectful. They've also issued a list of tips they say you should follow for an efficient security experience, like continue to wear a face mask, pack food in a clear bag, and don't bring your firearm to a security checkpoint. That needs to go into your checked luggage.
Experts predicting traffic at airports to surpass 90% of pre-pandemic levels. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.